Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
As Americans, we are often told how short our attention span is. Accept or deny it, sometimes we do need to get off the speedway. This is a good time as any. Dear One seems to be resting between spasms of energy. This is a great relief to us all. True enough, we still have Russia and Junior, Jared and Ivanka, Ukraine, Belarus, sub-Saharan African famine, Asia's dear leader flexing, Mitch and Paul, Chuck and Nancy, Harvey and Irma, Myanmar's ethnic cleansing, football, Hillary and Comey, Ken Burns, and Sunday's Emmys. But Congress hasn't remounted since its vacation. The market, for unknown reasons, is holding. And today's terrorists in London seem not ready for prime time. Big breath. Some things, however, are still with us. Here's one: advertising. Those of us addicted to network news and commercials are only too well aware of how ill we are, or may be, or could be tomorrow. Consequently, Big Pharma plays 15 seconds, 30 seconds, even a minute on our fear and our stupidity, our inability to read, think, or reason. Today, we address the wonder drug Prevagen, a concoction that promises, quote, to help with mild memory problems associated with aging. Asterisk. You know all about this, all of it. The fear all Americans have of aging, of dementia, of senior moments, which may, in fact, in terms of our progress along life's highway, be perfectly normal. Getting older is not for sissies, goes the adage, and it's true. It's hard work for each of us, and even worse for those who are helping make the lives of their parents and friends more qualitative. Nothing funny in that. Prevagen, quote, originally discovered in jellyfish, improved certain aspects of cognitive function over a 90-day period. Asterisk. Prevagen contains apuaquorin, which is safe and uniquely supports brain function. Asterisk. Prevagen first became available to consumers in 2007 and was an immediate success. Since then, hundreds of thousands of people have benefited from this discovery, they say. It is available in over 40,000 stores across the nation. Prevagen is the most commonly used brain health product. Why the asterisks in literature and on your screens? Simple. Quote, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. End of quote. Okay, then, why are we buying Prevagen? If it's unapproved and untested and fulfills what may only be called a mental need rather than a medical one, why are we spending our money on it? How much? Big Pharma isn't telling. But the bitterest irony is the commercial's tagline, Prevagen, the name to remember. That is, if we can. A sidebar. It seems to us that the best way to read Big Pharma's millions of helpful messages is to start at the end of their pitch, looking for this same disclaimer. The FDA doesn't know anything about this operation or whether or not it works. We're on our own. It's our dough. And because Big Pharma isn't dumb, it's our fear that makes the so-called drug an international bestseller. It occurs to us that if there were anything to be gained by using Prevagen, its first practitioners should be Dear One and Chuck and Nancy, since none of the three can remember what it was they agreed to last Wednesday night. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.